You may not have noticed, but this is the era of the farmer as food star, which is great. But along with this comes the farmer wannabes. They bet everything on a farm where they can live the sustainable life, except they don't know what they're doing and they often lose it all. Farming is a complicated business. So enter the farm school. They're dotted around the country, and they're not necessarily agricultural colleges, but rather hands-on farmer-mentored training programs. One of them is the Intervale Center in Burlington, Vermont. It's in its 25th year, and Travis Marcotte is executive director. Travis, good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Travis, so you train farmers. How do you do this? How do you train a farmer at Intervale?
Well, Lynn, you know, we do a little bit of farmer training, and we do a lot of other things to strengthen our food system. We manage about 350 acres here in the city limits of Burlington, and we use that landscape as a farm-based incubator where beginning farmers can come and actually test out their business model here on our property.
So they're actually going to be growing on those acres. And
yeah, definitely. Yeah, we want people coming, you know, and really using it like an incubator, and they get access to equipment from greenhouses to tractors. And then I think most importantly, they gain access to what we call mentor farmers, so farmers who have great experience and knowledge that they can share with beginning farmers. And what we're looking for is folks that have some farm experience, have a business plan for their concept, you know, and really have demonstrated a lot of passion and kind of an understanding of, you know, how hard this undertaking is going to be. I mean, the exciting part of our program is that farmers can leave here much better prepared to then go to the bank, borrow that money, then own that farm. They're much better prepared to succeed once they've gone through the work here.
What's the hardest thing to teach?
Well, I think, you know, it's like any business or any career. You can't really teach the passion piece, and so you really got to make sure this is what people want to do. And if maybe they decide that the realities of it are not what they had kind of dreamed it would be, you know, it's a great way to take a different path in life and not feel like you've kind of risked it all on buying a farm.
Does it happen fairly often that people say, you know, I've just found out it's not for me?
Well, not so much in our program, you know, because there's a lot of work that we do on the front end.
Right.
But I think in farming in general, there's some, you know, real business aspects to farming that you need to be really engaged in. There's marketing that you have to do. So I think some folks do approach farming with this passion for growing things, but you also need to have that skill set around marketing and business management.
Let's talk about what else you do at Intervale.
Sure. It all stems from the place. So we manage this 350 acres that I talked about,
right,
and we do that in service to the community. So you have a place that's available for people to recreate and engage in farming. And then from there, we've really built a set of programs that help farmers get in business. So that's the incubator program.
Mm-hmm.
We do business planning statewide with all different kinds of farms. So that's the stay in business kind of program. For example, the Von Trapp Farmstead up in Waitsfield, Vermont, they came to us. They'd been milking cows, mom and dad, and the two sons wanted to come back to the farm. And in order for that farm to sustain the two sons and mom and dad, they thought if they added value to the milk in the form of cheese, then they could build a business that would really be successful for all of them. And so we helped them build a plan that allowed them to launch the Von Trapp Farmstead cheese line, and that was in 2007, I think we started some work with them, and now they're very successful making cheese. And it's those kinds of examples of business planning that we do around the state of Vermont that really help people stay in business
yeah.
and thrive.
Travis, thanks for talking with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Lynn.
Travis Marcotte is executive director of the Intervale Center in Burlington, Vermont. Now, what spins off from Intervale and similar programs impacts communities. For instance, Intervale has conservation and gleaning programs, and it offers local CSAs, including ones for those who usually can't afford CSAs.